This episode has been brought to you by Distinctly Creative. Distinctly Creative's primary focus is supporting and advocating for Black creatives and Black-owned creative brands / businesses because Black creatives matter. To help your boy out and support the show, head over to distinctlydc.com, check out some of the merchandise. For 15% off, make sure you put BMO in the promo code at checkout. That's B-E-M-O as a promo code during checkout. Get that 15% off. Maybe your boy can get a donut or a cup of coffee or something. All right? Support.
Now let's get to the show.
Oh, here goes.
Dear Kenan Thompson, I remember when goofy was considered an insult. You had to be cool. You had to be smooth. You had to have game. You could be funny, but you had to be sexy while you did it. They won't admit it, but I remember when we weren't good enough. I remember when we were all dangerous. You were a thug. You were trouble waiting to happen. You were endangered. You were what the masses decided. They won't admit it, but I remember their fear of us. I remember when there were so few of us on TV that we projected ourselves onto characters who weren't us. You were cool like Skeeter, but also not green. You were royal and fatherless like Simba, but not quite an animal. You were awkward and misunderstood like Goofy's son, but not quite Disney. They won't admit it, but I remember when we didn't exist. I remember when you had to fly where they walked. You could triumph with your body, but your intelligence worked against you. You could be creative, but only on their terms. You could be excellent, but only as an outlier. They won't admit it, but I remember being grounded. I remember being detained. You could approach authority, but never quite challenge it. You could then challenge authority, but you could never make light of it. And if you made light of it, you would only be mocked. They won't admit it, but I remember when they silenced us. So, for the Black boys called too goofy, for the Black boys labeled dangerous, for the Black boys who didn't grow up with Black boys on TV, for the Black boys who use comedy to spread their wings, and for the Black boys detained for their wit, we say thank you. Congrats on the recognition, and I hope these flowers create more Black boys like us. Respectfully, a Black boy.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Bryant Brown. Bryant Brown. I want to welcome you back to another episode of The Right Place to Be Mo. Each episode, we do a little bit of cultural analysis with the intention of creating progressive thought. We define progressive thought as any thought that pertains to the advancement of self. Each episode, we like to look at three different topics, and we break down those topics into three different areas: the myth, the virtue, and the action, all with the intention of creating a progressive thought.
This episode has been brought to you by BMO Productions. The vision of BMO Productions is to be the progressive force that revitalizes the impact of authenticity in environments where genius is extracted, imitated, and gentrified. The specific focus of BMO Productions is to provide logistical and strategic support for individuals and groups seeking to manifest art, entertainment, philanthropy, and business. For inquiries and more information about BMO Productions, make sure you visit BMOauthentic.com. That's BEMOauthentic.com.
Let's get back to the show.
What if I told you that penetration is secondary to sexual pleasure for women? What if I told you your definition of having great sex, good sex, beating up the buns, knocking down the cheeks is wrong? We about to talk about sex. If you listen to this out loud at work, you might want to turn it down or put your headphones in, okay? Men got the idea that an abundance of penetration, fast, slow, side to side, up and down, was the key to sexual pleasure for women. I watched the episode of Explained on Netflix. If you haven't checked out Explained on Netflix, definitely check it out. But
I thought we was boycotting Netflix. I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. Anyway, I'm watching Explain on Netflix. They take 20 minutes out of each episode to really explain one topic. Sounds familiar, right? The topic that they explained on this last episode, maybe 2 weeks ago now, was the female orgasm. And I want to give you some stats. All of this is to help inform. All of this is just information to help us inform us on our new myth about how we should be thinking about sex. Check out these stats. 50% of all women, when having sex with men, fake orgasms. That's not something I heard on the street. You can check out the documentary if you want to see the sources. 50%. That means half the girls that you've slept with and they told you they had an orgasm, or it seemed that they had an orgasm from your perspective, it didn't happen. And less than 15% of all women have reported having an orgasm purely from penetration. That means if you have slept with 10 girls in your life, one and a half of them might have had an orgasm from pure penetration. The common belief is actually that all orgasms are clitoral. When a woman has sex with a man, she's 40% less likely to have an orgasm than if she had sex with a woman. Up to 83% of women who sleep with other women have reported having an orgasm, as compared to 40% of women who have slept with men reporting an orgasm. Fellas, please, please do not feel dejected, because there is hope. Remember, the right place to be mo is cultural analysis with the intent of progressive thought. So ride with me as we go to the virtue. I think it's important for us to realize that the orgasm gap is real. Like the wage gap, like the respect gap, the orgasm gap is real. They won't talk about it in the news. They won't talk about it on talk shows, because talk shows not real like that no more. Do you even have daytime talk shows anymore? Is there an Oprah anymore? That's kind of crazy to think about. Back off that tangent though. The orgasm gap is real. Women are not having orgasms as compared to men. And if I ask every man who listens to this show, you would say sex ends when you're finished. Oh, when I come, that's the end of sex, right? In porn, it's called the money shot, because that's the end of the scene. Drake calls it rounds. You finish one round, you go to another round. I think we have to change the way we think about sexual pleasure. And that's where this virtue comes in. If the myth is women are not having orgasms with men because of our focus on penetration, the new virtue must mean that sex must be redefined to be more inclusive of the woman's experience. We've been talking about wage gaps. We've been talking about Me Too. We've been talking about Time's Up. We've been talking about all the negative associations with women coming into power. To me, this is the next milestone. Let's get these women busting nuts. Woo! That has to be our new virtue, y'all. And what does that mean? What does that mean when we translate that into action? Brian, how do I make a girl enjoy sex without my main tool? Son, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that your main tool is secondary. Your main tool is the same thing that got you in the bed in the first place, your mouth. Use it. That's the practical application. For those of you already using your mouth and you need a little higher level of thinking, because at the right place to be mo, we think great conversations are based on ideas. The idea has to change. The sex can no longer be defined by the male experience. Just like culture can no longer be defined by the male experience. Politics cannot be defined by the male experience. If we are serious about this movement, if we are serious about including women into the discussions of power, true equality, we got to do just a little bit. Actually, I'm sorry. We got to do a whole lot. Mo.
I want to thank y'all again for listening to The Right Place to Be Mo. You can follow us on all social media platforms at BMO Speaks. B-E-M-O Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, or follow us at BMOauthentic.com, where we post the episodes a day early for those who want to get the early drop. BMOauthentic.com, BMOauthentic.com. Your boy is looking for sponsors, so if you got some bread, holler at your mans. Until next time, peace.